And welcome back to Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network. I'm your host, Lisa Singer. And my next guest, well, he's responsible for making a lot of us very beautiful. And at the time, especially, I think we see, especially for 2015, I think we're going to see a lot more people maybe looking to get a few nips and tucks. And not to look plastic, though that's what he is, a plastic surgeon, but to look very natural. And I'm talking about, I'm going to speak with Dr. Patrick K. Sullivan, is my next guest, and he is a board-certified plastic surgeon on the and as well on the faculty of Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. So good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Lisa. So nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's great to talk with you. And as I said, I think this is something that it's, you know, I mentioned specifically, we're not looking to be plastics. I think that's what everyone's fears were in the past, to when they wanted to look better, but they would see someone else who might have had some surgery, and it was very apparent. They had a very fake-looking, their face was maybe pulled too tight, or just especially, you know, we've seen people over Botox. A lot of celebrities, I won't mention names, have been famous for that. So, but this is something that is so against what you're all about, isn't it?
You are absolutely right. My specialty personally is to give people a very natural, enhanced result and have it be in a very safe kind of environment. So we do this both with surgical and non-surgical things, but you are absolutely right, Lisa. We see people that are overdone. It's scary. This last week I had someone fly in from Los Angeles. She was so concerned. She's somebody you and everybody knows. She was so concerned about having that done look that she came to me because she knew some of my patients and she had seen the way that they looked very natural. She didn't know what it was about them, but they didn't look like they had plastic surgery. They just looked great. And so I think that's what we're seeing, as people really being driven to have that very refreshed look, but absolutely not to look like they're operated.
Right. And I think what you said there is very important. Look at, if you're someone out there looking to get a little refreshed, look at their website. Talk to people who have maybe gone to that doctor. Check out to make sure that they are board certified. Because that, if you don't do all of those things, you may not get the end results that you want.
I think those are great points. I think, first of all, before you meet with somebody, looking at their website, going through their photo gallery, I think is really, really helpful. Finding out if they're board certified, but that can be challenging because there's so many bogus boards out there that sound really great, but yet they're not. So I'm board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. I think that's is a very high level of standardization.
That's the gold standard. That's what people should go to, right?
Exactly. That's the gold standard. There are only 23 recognized boards. That's one of them. But there are so many other boards out there that sound great, but they really aren't anything more than just to fool the consumer. So I think you've hit on some very important points. And when you go to somebody's website and you go through their photo galleries, just see if that person looks natural to you. Like if you go to drsullivan.com, you'll see all these things I have from face to breast to body. And just we'll click in, and if we have time later on, we'll click into some of those things, Lisa. But I think that's really helpful for people to be able to choose the person. They say, yeah, this really does look natural, or no, this looks stretched, tight, and so that's a great point.
Right, and actually, while we're talking, I can give out it, because for anyone who does have specific questions for Dr. Sullivan, you can call us, you can ask him anything you want, and our number is 844-WRNW1-FM, and he'll be glad to help you out. And as he mentioned, just go to his website, you can even take a look, and it's drsullivan.com, and you know, you can be included in our interview. So why might as well get, if this is something you're thinking about, this is the time to get the questions. And it's funny, because I think, you know, a lot of times people always, I do a lot of Hollywood events, and people think about, oh, it's, you know, it's a celebrity thing, but today it's really become a lot more commonplace, hasn't it? And we're seeing, I think, it's because the advances in not only plastic surgery, but we're also, it does, you don't have to necessarily go under the knife. We're talking, we can do fillers and anything. Like, there's lots of other ways, which you can probably best tell us about, that people can get that refreshed look, can sort of perk their face up a little bit without anything drastic, and it's not as expensive anymore, and it's also a lot safer than it has been maybe what we thought of years ago. And tell me a little bit about, you know, are you seeing more people now the average everyday person, not necessarily the star from Hollywood, coming to you to look for those, a little nips and tucks?
Well, the star from Hollywood and the people who are having these things done are a lot looking for the same thing. They want to prolong their careers. They want to look their best. They want to be the best when they're in front of people. And that can be somebody who that's a nurse. It can be somebody who is a CEO, somebody yep. who works in an office. All of those people, they realize that how they present themselves is really important. And it's not only just to look their best, but to just feel confident. And that's what we want to instill in people, is a look so they don't have to think about their face anymore. They can just go out there, be confident, get a lot of positive responses back. And so you're right. So many people are coming that you wouldn't necessarily expect. And they'll say, you know, I never thought I would do plastic surgery. But now when I can see what it can do for me and I see what it's done for my friends, that really brings people in. And it's such a cool thing to be able to help them with this, because it changes their life. It's so cool.
Yeah, and it really is. I think, because I do know people who have had surgery, and you don't necessarily notice it. You think that they just sort of look better or refresh, but they'll confide in me in how much it had made them feel so much better about themselves. It was something that maybe other people didn't even notice so much, or maybe realize they were noticing, but it bothered them. And something, it's just you're coming in, it's for yourself for most people. But what you mentioned, I think, is a key point, especially today. We're living older now. We're not only just living older, we're living youthful lives. We're staying in our jobs. We're no longer retiring at, 60 or 65 or whatever it is. People live working and are just being, active and keeping themselves fit till, 60, 70, 80 years old, and they want their self outside to look the same way as they feel inside. And I think that that's why we're seeing a lot more as well. I mean, do you agree? Is that something that I'm not saying that younger people aren't doing things as well, but I think as we get older and we have more youthful and vibrant lives maybe than in the past, we want to look that way when we look in the mirror.
That's right. They people look at the mirror and they say, whoa, this is how I feel like inside.
Yeah.
They feel young and vibrant. There are people who come to me and say, I really sincerely feel like I'm in my 20s. But when I look in the mirror, I get scared because that is not reflecting back what I feel inside. And we have such a lot of people in our culture right now that are really focusing on fitness. They're focusing on their diet. They're focusing on things that are really important, and they feel great. And they're going to live a long time, and they want to live at their best. A facelift surgery or something like that, the way that we do it here, is something that always keeps you ahead of the game. So I had a woman come to me, and it was 14 years since she'd had her plastic surgery. And I said, where have you been? She said, well, I still look better than I did before my surgery 14 years ago. And now I look better than my friends. I don't ever plan to have anything else done. I'm just going to keep bringing my friends to you. And this is the third one I brought in. So she keeps bringing people in. But she said, I may have a tummy tuck. I don't know. She never did. But I plan to just keep going like this because I love my face. I love what it did for me. And, these are the kind of things that really can give people a lot of extra years of feeling very vibrant. And not having people say, you look tired, when they're not tired.
Yep.
Or what's wrong? They may look like they're sad when they're not sad, just because the corners of the mouth start to turn down. Different things like this will happen. It's completely unfair, but that's genetically what happens.
Right. And it is. And it's something I remember, this is years ago, my mom and I were out, and I don't know, some guys, like it was a construction site, and they whistled or something, and then my mom made a comment like it was to me, and I'm like, how do you know it might have been to you, and she's like, Lisa, I used to feel, I would still feel like that is the case until I look in the mirror. And so that's, and it is, and she's just like, because she, and my mom, it looks amazing. And this is what I think is a difference of maybe her generation from, say, my generation, generation younger than myself. We are she would look at herself, and she really doesn't have any lines on her face. She has a very smooth face, but she has a little jowly, you know, like, she'll kill me if she hears this, but, and she always, like, sort of hold up her chin and say, see, now, wouldn't I look great? And it's amazing. And, but she was just too nervous to do something about it. She does, I don't know anyone, who would I trust? And it's something that she never tried to change, even though it's something that maybe bothered her. And I think that, no longer are people doing that. They're saying, well, wouldn't I look better? And they kind of, you know, maybe tuck their chin up again. And now they can go and have something done, whether it be surgery or even you can, can't you do fillers and things that can kind of help out the jowls or fill out, the, you know, you talked about the, you know, face kind of drooping. There are things you can do, maybe even a combination of that really give it that natural look.
That's exactly right. When you mentioned jowls, you know, Lisa, I think I want to meet your mother because I think we can help her out. But when you go to my website and you look at patient under, you talk about her pulling up her neck and saying, wouldn't I look better if my neck was? So you go into the drsullivan.com and you go under photo gallery and then you go to neck contouring. And we have a whole section on neck contouring. So one of the patients, like patient number 9, has these big jowls. She came up from Florida. She's from Florida and she didn't want to have that operated look. So you can see she's got this beautiful jawline now. The jowls are gone. We filled in those areas that were downturned in the corners of her mouth with her own fat injections and things like this. So there are so many things that we can do to help people out like this. Jowls, that should be easily taken care of if it's done by the right person. And then you go into patient number 7. She's got what she called a turkey neck, and she has these bands in her neck. They are completely gone now after surgery. So I know this is a radio interview and you can't see these people on the radio, but I tell you, you can go to the afterwards when you're in a place you can look at some of these. You'll see jowls. They should be so gone. I want to help your mom.
Yeah, no, you know what? And she is someone who, again, as I said, she has the vanity. I have, like, I got that from her. I have the vanity as well. So she wants that. And I think at this stage, she probably, because she just had some other health issues, and she's doing great, but if I had actually talked with you 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, she probably would have gone to you and done something. Because that was something she used to always, you know, she didn't necessarily know to do her research, and she didn't know anyone, which of course people don't necessarily talk about it. She may know people who have had something done. But anyway, but I'll keep your number and your name because I am not, unlike my mom would not be, you know, I am not averse to any of this because I think if we can make ourselves look, and as I said, to me, it's all about looking natural. I would rather look like an older natural me than a 22-year-old who is this person, you know, as far as the smoothing of the face, you know, because some people just want to get rid of every single line, every single indent or anything that makes up the character of your face. And that's really not what you're about. And that's, to me, what makes the difference of if I would ever want something done or not, because I don't want to change the way I look as I get older. But at the same point, yes, I mean, and this is something I think you really specialize in. And I think it's something a lot more people were seeing with the eyes. The eyelids, that used to be, I think, a scary prospect. People were talking about, oh, their eyes getting stuck open or, you know, I don't know, at least that's what I heard about. And, you know, this is something you really specialize in, isn't it, to help people get rid of that tired eye look.
Exactly. In fact, we published our results of a procedure that we developed over 10 years ago to work with that puffiness under the eyes and the circles to get rid of both of them at the same time. And then we published a series of 326 consecutive patients of ours in the major plastic surgery journal in the world. It's called Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. You can go online and access that. You can read this article if you'd like to. And then we were contacted this year and said, your article got the award for best cosmetic paper of 2013.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And they waited. It was all numerical. It was the number of times plastic surgeons had downloaded the article, shared it with another plastic surgeon, or put it in their own libraries, all of those kind of things. And that. So what we're trying to do is develop procedures that look very, very natural. And if you go to that article, you'll see really natural-looking results with people that had a lot of puffiness, looked very tired, deep circles, all of those kind of things. So we now have a way to take care of that. And, you know, now we're also adding in fat injections to some of these regions to try to smooth things out. And we can do that in the area around the eyes. down in that, going down to, you talked about the areas that your mom was concerned about, the neck and the jowl.
Yeah.
We're now in patient number 13 under under neck contouring on drsullivan.com. You'll see someone that had her, came with a neck problem, but then we put fat injections along the chin area. She had kind of a small chin, and rather than put in a chin implant, we put in her own fat and her own stem cells along with the fat. They're associated with the fat. It injected those in, and now 3 years later, 3.5 years later, we see this beautiful contour that she still has. The fat doesn't go away if it's put in a certain way. The neck has been contoured along with the jawline. It's
wow.
gorgeous. And you
yeah,
put that
actually,
together
I'm,
with the
I'm
eye.
Seeing these pictures now. I've been looking. I'm like, where are these pictures? You keep saying neck, first patient number 8. I kept clicking under male. So I'm just
oh,
like, where
God.
Is it? Where is where it? I finally just found it. And I'm looking at these pictures. And, oh, my God, it's amazing the difference in how much younger they look. You know, like, it really does. Because it is that, you know, and I know I'm going to be like my mom. I'm just waiting for the jowls to happen. So I will see you. Because I've definitely aged, which I, in most ways, I'm so excited about that. Because as I said, really, she doesn't have lines on her face. She has very smooth face. My grandmother did as well. So, but that's where she, if anywhere, showed her age is through, you know, the jowl area. And,
right, exactly.
And I foresee mm-hmm. that in my future. So I'll be calling
so
on you.
Good. Did you find it now? Did you find
yes,
it?
Yes, I did.
The
yes, I'm
section?
Seeing that's
oh,
what,
good.
Yeah.
And you got to patient 13. And look at that chin. Look at how the
yeah.
chin and neck all just fit together beautifully. And so you mentioned your mom. You said she has some health issues now. So you're absolutely right. We're very careful about that, and we completely emphasize safety. But the surgery that we do, over 95% of our cosmetic surgery, from facelifts to breast shaping, it's done without general anesthesia. It's done yeah. with intravenous sedation, with an MD anesthesiologist there, and that has brought our safety level to an extremely high level because, you know, why get... So these people, your mom and you, nobody gets paralyzed. You don't get a
yeah.
tube down your windpipe. You don't get hooked up to a respirator. It is just kind of a dreamlike sleep. And when you wake up, a lot of people say, did you start yet? And then they'll notice it's done. So
wow.
it's really a very nice and safe way to do it. And plus,
yeah.
we've been able to have people that are a little bit older be able
because
to have surgery
that.
Because, well, they're we have them all cleared by an internal medicine doctor, their own doctor. And then we explain what we're going to do, and the doctor said, well, that's fine. If you're just going to use sedation rather than general anesthesia, they should be fine. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, I will definitely let her. She's just dealing with some of the, like she recently had a stroke, and so she's fine. And luckily, it wasn't anything major. But that's this is all within the last couple of months. So to suddenly say, hey, mom, how about getting rid of those gels? Might be a little overwhelming
right.
right now. But
well,
it is something. I will actually tell her though, because you know, as I said, it doesn't matter how old she is and or anyone is. They if you want to just feel better about yourself, this is you know, and whether you're in your 20s, 30s. 70s, 80s, it's
right.
something that you can do. And I know as far as I would feel safe sending mom to you because I know that you've been recognized by, you know, U.S. News and World Report. It's one of the top 1% of plastic surgeons in America. You're constantly on the Best Doctors in America list for plastic surgeons. So I think all of that, you've proven yourself. So you would be someone I would definitely recommend. But so I would feel safe with mom. But I do want to, before, because we don't have a lot of time left, what is it what we're mostly seeing today? I guess for 2015, what do you really see? You know, and I think really it's getting into especially the baby boomers, who what we talked about earlier, why we still want to kind of, everyone is looking to keep that youthful appearance. So what are they looking for? What are going to be the trends this year in not just surgery, but also just how to, you know, maybe keep ourselves looking more youthful?
Well, I think the trend is we see people like you, Lisa, coming yourself. And I've unfortunately never had the joy of meeting you, and you probably don't need anything. But you bring yourself to me for an evaluation. You bring your mother, and you bring your daughter. I have people who I've done the mother's facelift, I've done the daughter's nose and their breast augmentation. I may, on their mother, like say your mother had a stroke. Well, I probably wouldn't be doing surgery on her, but she might be somebody who would be a great candidate for something like Botox or
right.
injectable, something that is completely non-surgical but very safe. We have a number of people in their 70s and 80s even that are coming in for those kind of treatments, not any of those necessarily, but just ways that we can help them out with skincare and things like this. I just had a peel yesterday. So, I mean, peels are really common things as well. So we have a variety of ways that we can help people look their best. And I think that is what the real emphasis is in this coming year, is that it doesn't have to be surgery. It doesn't have to be skincare, but just the combination of things that will really help you be your best. And as your mom, she said she thought those guys aren't whistling at me. She had lost her confidence.
Right.
I think bringing people's confidence back is such an important thing, and they can be their best. They can just be out there doing what they dreamed about doing and not be held back by their appearance, because they're going to feel young and fit on the inside. And then, as we talked earlier, look in the mirror and they get scared. So that's what I think the real emphasis is going to be.
Yeah, I completely agree, Patrick. And I think that people today, one, as we talked about, because I do want to make sure I get out all your information before we end, that they need to, if you are interested in getting something done, whatever it may be, you want to just, consultation is a great way to start, but make sure whoever you do go to, you make sure they are board certified plastic surgeons and really check them out. And we already know, as with Dr. Sullivan, that he is all of those things. So if you are in his area, but also it doesn't matter, people travel, you can also go to him as well and just find him on his website. And again, it's Dr. Patrick K. Sullivan, and his website is www.dr, and that's drsullivan.com. Again, that's www.drsullivan.com. And you can also call him and just set up an appointment, and that's 401-831-8300. And then again, that's 401-831-8300. And as I mentioned, just set up a consultation with him. Lots of things are going on today, and it's not something that we should be ashamed of anymore. It's something that more and more of us are doing. We want to do. We want to keep youthful. And if there's the ways to do it, let our vanity take over. And I want to hear actually what all of you guys think. Let me know, is this something that you would consider doing? Have you done? Do you want to do now? Just join us in the conversation on Facebook or on Twitter. And that's at WRNW1 Radio. And I'm going to take a quick break right now. But you've been listening to Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network, and that's at 1100 WRNW1. So stay with us.